AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hey, hello, I'm Baylen Leonard. You can join me weekdays from 10 for the No Repeat Guarantee on Absolute Radio Country. You can find us on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Absolute Radio app, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. On this episode of the Country Music Talk podcast, you can join me backstage at the Royal Albert Hall, where I'm chatting to some of the stars of the Highways Festival. Here's what happened.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Backstage at Highways Festival with our old friend Ashley Campbell. Hello.
Hello.
You were doing something really interesting this morning because Highways Festival, it's not just the main stage. It's not just the gilded red velvet environs of the auditorium. There's all sorts of things going on around the hall. And you were singing for children.
I was. Something I don't usually do.
Right?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was a bit chaotic, but you know what? You kind of just have to let go and have fun, and it was actually super cute.
Yeah, I bet.
Like, you know, the little kid coming up to me in the middle of a song going, "Can you sing a song about a dinosaur?"
Did you have a song about a dinosaur?
I actually did. There's this movie from the 90s called Clifford starring Martin Short.
Okay.
And there's a song about a T-Rex in there named Larry the Scary Rex.
So oh my God, and you knew it.
I sang a little bit of that because I'm a total nerd.
Oh my God, amazing. There you go. She's taking requests, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And I am to please.
Although it's great, isn't it? Like getting, I mean, because I think arts and culture is so important to children and like to development and stuff like that. And it's such an important part of, like, I know it was an important part of my life. I wish I'd had more of it. But kind of getting them young and getting that creativity rolling is such a special thing, I think.
Yeah, the woman running the event and helping me out had said, came up to me after the show and said, this was really cool. Like, probably none of these children had ever even seen a banjo before.
Right.
So that was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. So, well done on doing that. What's next for you? What's going on?
I have an album coming out this year.
All right. Let's talk about this because I think the last time that we saw each other properly was probably Americana Week in January here in the UK. And you were saying then that you had new music and you sent me some. So, and I think I played it.
You did. Thank you very much, sir.
I played it on the radio. But this is part of that project?
It is. Yeah. Yeah. I have a new single coming out May 30th and then the full album comes out June 27th. And I'm doing a album launch show in London at the Pheasantry on June 27th.
Oh, great. Okay. Because you are a UK resident now.
I sure am. Been here for almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years in August.
So many people are moving. I mean, Darius Rucker lives here now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he lives just down the road from here.
No.
Not to give away his... Let me give you his full address.
Yeah, I know.
No, but yeah, he's moved over.
I didn't know that. That's so cool.
Yeah. So what was it that brought you over? Was it like art, love, wanderlust? What was it?
All of the above. Yeah. I moved here with my partner, Thor Jensen, who is an incredible guitarist, and we have a duo together called Campbell Jensen as well.
And is he British?
No, he's from New York.
So, well, hold on. How did this work out? You both just said, hey, let's go live in London.
Yeah, I've been touring and playing over here for a bunch of years now.
Yeah, you're no stranger to this.
Before the pandemic and with my dad and everything. And I've just been, it's been a goal of mine to just move to Europe in general. So, like, it just... London has always been such a wonderful place, so I was like, let's go, and Thor was totally on board.
Well, yeah, it's great to have you here, because we get to see each other a lot more, which is great. And you're heading out on the road as well.
I am. I've got a lot of touring this year. I have a big tour for my album in November and early December. I'm doing UK and Ireland, so check that out on my website, ashleycampbellmusic.com. And then I'm also on the road with Postmodern Jukebox.
All right, I saw this because you guys, you played the Royal Albert Hall, right?
Yeah,
but
just
like
a couple
you posted
weeks ago.
This on your social media, and I was like, hold on, what's going on here? Because it was a totally different thing.
Yeah, it's almost like a little harkening back to my musical theater roots. I said roots. Roots. Postmodern Jukebox is this super fun. It started as a YouTube channel, but they do these massive tours every year. And I've done a couple videos with them. They're based in Nashville now. And I started touring with them last year, and it's just so much fun. It's very like musical theater, cabaret. The singers are incredible. It's a full band with a horn section. It's just so much fun.
Yeah, and you're being quite slinky, as I recall, in the video.
I've been known to slink.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It must be nice to kind of stretch a different muscle in that way.
It totally
right?
is.
Musical
like,
muscle,
yeah,
creative
it,
muscle.
It definitely flexes a different part of me. Not in a weird way.
So the first time that you started coming over to the UK, because you played in your dad's band, right? In Glenn Campbell's band.
I did, yeah.
Because I saw you in his band at Royal Festival Hall.
Oh, that was a cool show.
It was super
that was
cool.
Really special.
Only time I ever saw him. It was such a special, special show for everyone. And the love and care that you seemed to have for him on stage that night really stood out.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, because, you know, he had Alzheimer's at the time. And so I was actually the only one on stage with a wireless mic pack, because I sometimes had to go and like help him out or like make sure he didn't wander off stage. Like most of the time he was totally in control, but you know, I was just kind of a little bumper rail on the bowling lane.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was just such an important show for me. You know, obviously he's a legend and an icon, and I grew up with his music like so many people did, and went to that show. And even though I didn't fully grasp kind of what was going on in terms of his condition, like I said, the love and care that you had for him, it was really obvious that with a very kind of slow, understated, steady guiding hand, you were there when he needed you. Yeah,
that's
it must have been really special for you.
It really was to get to spend that time with him and to be on stage with him and learn from him. He was, even with Alzheimer's, he was still just this masterful musician and singer, you know, like just, it was incredible watching him, and especially like seeing the things that he lost like in everyday life with his memory and with Alzheimer's, but then he'd go on stage and it would just like a different part of him would snap on like a light switch.
They say that about music, don't they?
Yeah.
Like a lot of people with Alzheimer's, like they'll come alive with a certain song or, you know, it'll trigger a certain memory.
It's a different part of your brain that it accesses. And I guess like it goes kind of one of the last things to go, I think.
Yeah, it's interesting. When I'm just thinking about it now, like, you know, we're talking about doing country for kids, and then we're talking about, you know, this moment kind of at the other end of the spectrum with life. Like, you've really, like, in your career, you've covered all the bases there.
I guess so. And it was fun this morning playing for the kids, because my dad loved kids. Like, even on his tour, if there was a child in the front row, he would literally stop in the middle of the song and bend down and start talking to the child.
Really?
I mean... And he loved it. He would do like a Donald Duck voice.
Right.
I can't do it. I can just like.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Kids love a Donald Duck voice, don't they?
They do.
You should have practiced that before Country for Kids this morning.
I've never been able to get it. He tried to teach me.
Back to theater school.
Do you have a major in Donald Duck?
So now that you've been over in the UK for a while, you must have your favorite spots and your favorite bits and your bobs. And having toured around the country as well, you must have favorite places outside of London too, I should think.
You know what's really funny? So Thor and I have toured all over the UK and been everywhere almost twice, and people laugh at us when we say this. I don't know why, because it's amazing, but we love going through Hull.
Oh, okay. What is it about
like,
Hull?
Why would you go there? I'm like, it's awesome.
Because we love it.
Yeah, we love it.
I feel like Hull's like been a city of culture or something.
It is. It got like a big grant or something.
There we go.
But
yeah.
Like, we love it there. It's got this beautiful cathedral. It's got all these cool restaurants, and there's a music scene, and there's like vintage clothing shops.
Please tell me Hull is on your tour. Are you hitting Hull?
I don't think we're hitting Hull this time. You know what? We're playing Beverly.
Okay.
So that's really close to Hull.
All right. So you can play Beverly and then...
We can stop by Hull and show our band.
Stop by Hull.
You guys let us show you something really cool.
Well, also, you know, maybe you don't want to mix work and pleasure.
Always
keep Hull for pleasure.
No, I always mix work and pleasure.
Thank you for coming by to say hello.
Thank you for having me. It's so good to see you.
Great luck with the album and the tour, and hopefully we'll see you again really soon.
I sure hope so.
See you later.
Bye.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all.
so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.